Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 22nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. As I said before we went live, I'm happy that this season's coming to an end and hopeful for the possibilities of BB Can 10. So happy to be here, though.
Yes, definitely looking forward to a different season of Big Brother. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 27 in the house. Just two more to go today and tomorrow. I guess they really wanted to just beat Survivor by one day, right? And the new version of Survivor. But we're going to let you know everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday here. At the start of the day, Lamar was still there. Todd was still there. It was a whole thing.
I can't believe that I'm sad that just the way that things went during the episode, because like I was just rooting so hard for things to just be the exact opposite with what happened. So kind of going back and watching the little bits of yesterday that I hadn't seen, I'm just like, oh, you guys don't even know your fate yet.
Yes. So, you know, not much going on here before the eviction. Todd did joke around about like, what if this was like a Squid Game? And everybody that walks out that door died.
I mean, it's interesting to think about. You don't really know what's going on outside of that little bubble. So that'd make probably a pretty good show of like Big Brother, but like they actually don't live. Not real, but like making some sort of fictional show like that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think they did that on Doctor Who at one point. So the Big Brother voice came and said, whoa there. they played around with him for a little bit, but that was bad. That's nothing else happened.
Well, Lamar also said that he wouldn't play again. He's like, I don't want to play again. I'm not going to watch it back. Maybe I'll watch it back a little bit for Catan, but like, he's like, I lived it. I don't need to see it. And I'm just like, no, Lamar, please watch it. You need to see it so you can vote appropriately.
Mm-hmm. No pancakes for Lamar in the Big Brother house. So it's no good. We got to the double eviction. Of course, we saw Lamar was voted out by Todrick, and then Misha won the HOH and the veto, and then Todd was voted out by Todrick. Really fulfilling the Todd capacity.
We have reached our maximum Todd capacity.
I would like that so much more if I was a fan, because it's cheeky, and it's like, it is what we want from some of these ceremonies. Like, we just want people to be a little more playful, but it kind of rubs people the wrong way coming from Todrick, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that means we are down to our final three, Todrick, Misha, and Cynthia. And you saw like a little bit of this at the end of the episode when Todrick was talking about, hey, I'm actually a super fan of the show. I can't believe I get to tell you. And that energy was all night for Todrick. He was like, pacing around like, oh man, I've got so many stories to tell. I'm so excited. I'm not gonna sleep tonight. I'm so happy. He's high on life right now.
Yes, and it was just kind of like, I feel like he was talking out, like talking to us, talking to the fans, so that we would kind of get on board with him and really support him. Like, I feel like all that talking was for us. And also, though, I thought was very interesting that he's telling, oh, Cynthia, like, this is one of my favorite shows. You have to go watch season 16 and 19. I'm like, please don't send people to watch those two seasons. Any two seasons almost would be a better pair for you to send Cynthia to go watch. Like,
yeah. So I think he told sort of the story of his fandom. And I think it explains a decent amount. He said he started watching during the Celebrity season 2 because he was asked to be on that season. And then after that, he went back and he watched most of the others. So, you know, seasons like 16, 19, he was not there for the fan response to them. He was not, you know, entrenched in the community, and he got to watch them in a binge. And I think that, you know, honestly, I think they're both probably fine in that.
Yeah. I guess watching anything in a binge is a little bit, more palatable, just because you're not like waiting a week or frustrated with the decision that was made, and like, you know, everybody getting together and being upset about something. You know, it's just, you just get to watch it and it just go on the entire ride, that whole journey. And so I can see that it could be a lot more enjoyable just watching it straight through.
Mm. So Shayna does say that she feels bad for winning the veto. She's Todrick, you should have won that. The only reason I even did well at all is because you told me that I needed to study the days, and we studied the days together. I would not have come anywhere close to winning that competition if you hadn't done that.
I would have liked to have won that one, but I'm so happy it was you.
Yes.
No, one thing I was wondering, if you agree with me here, like, maybe they should give some sort of manual to the Celebrity Big Brother house guests, and like things that you might want to have a clue about, just to make things a little bit more compelling at the end. Because, yeah, you know, Todrick and Misha were super happy about how many comp wins that they have, and they've been dominating the season, and they think that we think it's been exciting, which it hasn't been. But it would be more dynamic if there were other people that could actually go toe-to-toe with them, and that they didn't just have to pick off two people, three people, and then everybody else is pretty easy picking. So I wonder if that should be maybe how they approach the next few seasons, if there's another one, because it just doesn't seem fair that they had no idea that they need to study the days, you know?
Yeah, I think I also said Shayna and not Misha.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
I mean, especially there's such a gap between players who know what's coming and who don't know what's coming. You know, on some level it's like, well, sure, like, you know, you do your homework or you know the show, like you have that advantage, but it's not the most exciting to watch to see people who have that much more of an advantage. So Who knows? Todrick also tells the story about having the cookout over at his house. He tells it from his perspective, to Cynthia. Cynthia, so if Todrick is having that like high on life energy, Cynthia is having the wow. Wow. Now your life is so amazing, and not sarcastic. I know I sound sarcastic, but she was not sarcastic. Oh, there's so many cool things happened to you, Todrick. This is so cool. I can't believe you had the cookout. And Tamar showed up. It's so fun. And she's like, I'm so happy for you that like this, you've achieved your dream. She's all about it.
And what I think is going on with Cynthia is I think that she's trying to make herself feel better about the game that she's played, because she's really allowed, you know, Carson to go out. Like, this is her closest ally in the house. And she's not even mad at Todrick for not upholding any part of that deal that they made. And I think that she's just trying to make herself feel better for really supporting Todrick more than anybody else in the game, supporting Todrick more than herself, more than Carson, obviously more than Shayna, and really put him in the best position for him to potentially win. I think she's just trying to make herself feel better about it.
Yeah.
Cause it's unrealistic to be like that. Like, you know, you've lost so many competitions against people that everybody's been trying to get out, like to be so gracious. I feel like she's trying to prove a point to herself.
Well, coincidence of coincidences here. Yesterday morning, I had been talking about how Todrick was trying to Marcellus Todd. And the question was asked, do we think Todrick even knows who Marcellus is? I said, probably not. And completely unrelated to him trying to Marcellus Todd. It's not like, oh, well, of course it was brought up because it was brought up by us because of the situation. Had nothing to do with the situation. Cynthia asks Todrick last night, hey, do you know a guy named Marcellus? Again, nothing to do with the Todd situation, with the veto. In fact, we'll get to it. They don't even know about that. She asks, do you know Marcellus? Of course I know Marcellus, says Todrick. So he does know Marcellus. But by the end of this interaction, I think we can ask, does he really know Marcellus? Was I really right when I said probably not? That's for you to decide by the end of the conversation.
I don't think that he really knows Marcellus, because I think he would have maybe had a diary room or recognized the fact that he was trying to Marcellus Todd a little bit before. Like, you know, and I just don't think that he watched all the seasons in full. Like, he might've seen bits and pieces of different seasons. Maybe he's, you know, saw those 2 hour, no, that would have been played on the 2 hour condensed version of that season. That would have been definitely on it. Like, even the smack that Julie did upside Marcellus's head when he left the house, like, these are iconic moments. So the fact that he didn't mention any of those moments, it's indicative to me that he hasn't seen that season in full.
Yes. So she goes, oh, Marcellus. Yeah. He's a friend of mine. He wrote a book that I was in. That's so funny that you know who he is. Cause I think he was on Big Brother, right? And Tasha's like, yes. And she was like, didn't he do really well? Was he in the cookout? And he's like, oh, no. He was on a long time. He's like older now, right? He was on a long time ago. But he had some really funny moments. He had a thing with trolls or something.
I forgot about that actually.
And she goes, you know, he had some big moment in the show. It was something, he had some sort of big moment. And he goes, yeah. I think it was with the trolls. That was his big moment, right? And she's like, but didn't he? And I think he came back to host a competition at some point. She's like, but didn't he come back for like All Stars? And he's like, I don't know. He definitely came back to host a competition at one point. Apparently the extent of Todrick's knowledge about Marcellus is his gnome thing. I think he came back to host a gnome competition.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely remember the, like, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, oh yeah, he did have a thing about gnomes. Like, he was scared of them, right? Because they're creepy. I can't remember actually.
It was created the most fabulous gnome.
Gnomeo,
I think maybe he might have called them.
Right, because they had to paint them, or like, they had their own little gnome. Yes.
So that was Marcellus's big moment. Nothing else, no other moments that Marcellus has had in Big Brother. So again, the question comes back around: does he really know who Marcellus is?
No. He didn't even watch a good highlight reel, if that's the case.
Yeah. All right. Todrick and Cynthia do also continue to talk for a bit. They're all kind of talking in the kitchen for a while, talking about like naming different, groups, like him and Misha never came up with a name, and trying to name that final two and like the final three and all that stuff. But then when Misha leaves, Todrick, he gets to work on Cynthia a little bit. He says, Misha really wanted to keep Todd, but, I wanted to keep you. I was all about keeping you here. And then a little bit later, he's like, I just want to confirm with you while Misha's gone. If you win, you're taking me to the end. And she says, oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair without you. So Of course. Okay, I just wanted to solidify that. Note, he does not promise to do the same. But he has elicited a promise from her that if she wins, she will take him. If you're looking for the smallest, tiniest hint that maybe he would take Cynthia over Misha, maybe there's something there that he is, getting this from her. It's nothing too big yet.
No, he's obsessed with Misha. There's 0% chance that he's not taking her to the end if he wins. I mean, just even all after the show, like when the feeds came back, like he was just saying like, oh my God, I'm so happy, so proud of us. And I actually at times felt bad for Cynthia not being part of like their little duo. She did seem a little bit third wheel. But I do think it's good gameplay, obviously, to have both people that you're in the final three with wanting to take you to the end. So I do have to give them kudos for that.
Yes. So it's looking like Todrick is a lock for the final two. We'll see where things go. Otherwise, obviously, if Misha wins, she'll take him. If he wins, he's probably taking her. And then if Cynthia wins, she will be taking Todrick. Which is, to be fair, the right call for Cynthia. Todd was really trying to convince her to take Misha, which would have resulted in a closer vote, in my opinion, especially considering the fact that even though he wasn't supposed to.
You're not supposed to say that now.
Todd told us that he was going to vote for Todrick in his exit interview. And that lasted,
not long,
5 hours. We were not sure how like tapped in Todd would be, like how active he'd be on social media or anything. But he got back on Twitter with a force and was like, yeah, about that interview. Never mind. I've seen what Todrick has said about me. No, Todrick, not voting for him. He sucks.
And even if it's not him, it's his team. His team is going to inform him of like, what's been going on. And so I don't see any hope of Todd, still being riding for Todrick at the end. Not a chance.
Yeah. It's not good. He's messaged Shayna and Carson like, hey, we need to talk. Like they're all getting together. This is it's not gonna land well here for Todrick.
Do you think there's a chance that we're gonna get some good jury questions? Like some good ones.
I wish there was a chance. I feel like we're not, though. Maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance in the same way that, like, maybe there's a chance that Todrick will consider cutting Misha, but, like, it's, like, probably not.
Oh, that would just, like, I don't want him to be bashed or anything like that, but I would like him to realize, like, how people have felt by what he said, you know, once they go back into the real world. And so I would love to see these questions just to reflect that a little bit, instead of just being like, I'm so happy you guys are here. Like, what makes you a better person to win than the person sitting next to you? Like, I don't want to hear that.
You know what? I never thought that they were going to unleash on Jackson in 21 as well. So maybe we'll get something.
That's true. Julie, and maybe it's when Julie's on board with like the negative side of the jury, because she doesn't seem to be a fan of Todrick from my perspective. So maybe she might allow people to be a little bit more raw.
It probably won't be in the jury questioning, though. It'll probably be like after they vote or something, like, OK, now let's really talk. You know what I mean? So we'll see. That's about it. Chantel, anything else you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so. One thing, he did seem to watch season 8, because he talked a lot about Dick and Danielle, and he had quite a few of the facts pretty correct. So I was like, okay, that's another, like, I actually really enjoyed 8. It is one of my favorite seasons, but like, I don't know for like a new fan that's only been watching the show for 2 to 3 years, if that's the season that I would like go back to and watch, but he did watch it a little bit, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that he knew who Marcellus was. He also, he talked about, like, when the Mon Juan thing happened, there was some sort of, like, and I don't even remember this, but, like, there was some sort of, like, they showed the outfits of different costumes. You know, I remember that was Janelle Starr. That was the thing with Caleb and Victoria from 16. Although, I guess that was just 16 again. But still, I mean, he certainly knows some stuff. And he did say when he went back and watched most of the seasons that he watched, like, he didn't say that he finished all of them, which is why I think, you know, there's speculation that maybe that was just like some clips or something along those lines. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, whatever.
Sure. And the last thing that I thought was interesting that he was talking about is that he's going to leave Twitter completely, going off the app. Like, he finds that Twitter is too negative, that people on Twitter kind of come for his accomplishments. And so he plans on completely leaving the app for good.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I understand Twitter can be a wild ride. Twitter streets. Scary.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. I will be able to update you on who's taking who to the final two, if there are any changes or hints about that. And otherwise, make sure you tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for the final roundtable of the season, where we will rate the final three and talk through, what's going on. There'll be a survey out on my Twitter, at Armstrong Taren, where you can rate these players yourself, as well as, rank your favorites and let us know who you will be voting for. For the final two, or of the, you know, between the final two, whichever final twos there are, for America's vote. Because even though they said it's just in the event of a tie, realistically, it's just a vote. It doesn't really matter. Like, oh, in the event of a tie, your vote matters. Well, yeah, that's every vote. Like, nobody's vote matters as an individual unless it's a tie otherwise. So, either way, you're going to be voting for a thing. So You know, we'll get your views on where the votes should go. I feel like we know where the votes are going, except for Misha versus Cynthia. I feel like that might be an interesting one to get, the audience's take on. So that'll be good. And we'll talk through everything. It'll be a fun roundtable tonight. And then again, tomorrow morning, an update. And then tomorrow night, the finale. I will be live on Twitch watching along with all of you, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And then after finale, we will be live to talk about the outcome and the season as a whole. That'll be it for Celebrity Big Brother.
So I keep on forgetting to do like buy my stocks in the round table. So I have $220. And so I guess like I get to go all in after and see if I can do well with the final buy, correct? I'd have a shot here.
There you go. Yeah.
This might be my highest placement ever. okay. So that's exciting because like I have some money to spend. Usually I have like, you know, $20 just to put towards the winner because like I went all in on somebody that lost, but yay. So I'm excited about that. For me, I'm probably going to be watching all these. I'm not going to be watching live, but I will go live after the episode on my YouTube channel, which is Reality Realness with 3 S's. But if you want to find my socials, go to Instagram @ShanFranFran, and it has all my links to my Twitter, all that jazz. So that's me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chantel, for joining me here this morning. Thank you to everyone watching or listening. Whichever you prefer. And that's it. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.